Hey, good afternoon, guys. It's Charlie Pankey again from Sierra Rec Magazine. Thanks for joining us today. I hope the Sierra is within your sight or you're playing in the mountains, driving through it right now. That's my wish for you. We're excited to be here again this week and bring in another great guest on our platform here. We got a friend of the show, if you will. He's been a guy I've followed on Instagram for several years, and I can't wait to share some of his story with you today. Wesley, I'm going to say Shyrock again, too. I'm going to say that wrong, Wesley. Apologize. You want to pronounce your last name for me one more time?
Of course, Charlie. It's Shryock, but Shryock. Total common deal, so no biggie at all.
Very good. I didn't ask you, Wesley, where is home base for you?
So we're in a small town in Southern California called Tehachapi. And,
oh, very good. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people know from the pass and basically travel. If you're going in the Nevada area, you cruise through, and then aerospace and windmills. So,
gotcha. But
I'm the technical start of the Sierras is the freeway as it buttonhooks from east to western Sierras, right at Sand Canyon. That's in Tehachapi, California.
Very good. I actually knew that. I got taught that last week. I was on someone else's podcast. Told me the same thing about down there. Because I was going to Kernville, and I thought Kernville was the southern tip. And he goes, no, they corrected me. I was like, okay, I know that now.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, thanks for joining us today. We've been following your progress and your channels for a while, and you and I have talked. And if you don't know, Wesley was our cover shot of our spring issue that came out earlier this month. I know he's got some other business interests that are starting to wrap, kind of ramp up. So I wanted to have you on the show. So thank you very much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Charlie. I appreciate you having me on, and I appreciate the love, especially on the cover shot. It was a total honor for us.
It was great. You've been to Death Valley a couple times since I've been following you. Is that one of your favorite kind of stomping grounds?
Yeah. So Eastern Sierras during the summer is home. We're going to be up in there 12, 20 times, at least, probably more. Fantastic. But when that off season hits and we start getting snowed in, 2-3 hours east is Death Valley. And I totally think Death Valley is underrated, and we end up going 4-6 times a year.
That's fantastic. My youngest son would agree. It's his favorite national park.
That's awesome.
All the places I've taken him to, he's like, he loves Death Valley. Just so unique of a place. And, I know, I did a 4x4, guided trip there a couple of years ago with a buddy of mine who has an old Bronco. And that was a blast to go with the guys who just love to play in the 4x4s and hit some of the back dirt roads. It was kind of cool. So
it's fantastic. Yeah. It's a great off-roading park. And most people don't even explore sections that you can only get to, with 4x4. And it's kind of rad. There's some nuggets out there that, you could be the only person in a giant valley.
Very, very much so. And I admit, I probably still have only seen, the basic third of the park that everybody sees, as much as I've explored Death Valley. You did something unique on your last trip. You actually stayed in the sand dune. Is that correct? I know at least you were up there late because you were taking photography for getting late, but.
Yeah. No, you hit the nail on the head. So every year we try to brainstorm the off months, especially with dealing with sponsors and partners. So we partner with a bunch of backpacking folks, both with gear and experiences. Mm-hmm. And so we have to plan this block that gets kind of difficult of, where are you going to backpack in December? And actually with Death Valley, there's a really unique sand dune. A lot of folks visit the Mesquite Dunes.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're willing to off-road and backpack, I've had those dunes to ourselves 2 times now. We slept right on the dunes.
Fantastic. That's got to be a great experience. I think I would enjoy that.
And it was fun.
That's just, isn't it like 5-7 miles off the main highway? It's not that far out. It's a dirt road though. So.
Bingo. Yeah. You can kind of see it at the very end of Panamint Valley.
Yep.
And it's a lot, it appears to be super close. You off-road and then you start hiking and you're like, man, we check the elevation. It's like, oh, that was 1200 feet of elevation gain.
Oh, is it really? I had no idea it was that much of a climb.
Yeah. And it's super underrated because you can see it the whole time. Most of the time you're backpacking, your destination's hidden.
Yeah.
And, The two things that I would say are absolutely out of this world with that trip are solitude and the stars.
The stars for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Solitude. You get solitude is so underrated today's world. There's so many people outdoors. It's hard to find that. But I know it's one of the things I crave most is just to find, you know, a river spot off the trail that no one's going to be there all day long and just hang the hammock and
absolutely. No, you hit the nail on the head. And I have one, I have a handful of crazy friends that, you know, I always tap in for adventures. One in particular, especially when we're, you know, doing a sponsor trip or something, I gave him a little bit of notice and said, hey, how do you want to sleep on a sand dune? And you know, he knows me. So he's like, yeah, let's do it, man.
Let's do it. Absolutely. Yeah. Did you guys cowboy camp or did you have the whole tent experience?
We did the whole tent experience. Okay. You know, the weird thing is like getting every ounce of water is on your back for that trip.
Yep.
And it was a little cold and windy, but that sunrise was partially cloudy and the sun was going to break till the middle of the day. So we just, one of the best sunrises I've ever had.
That's crazy. I bet you it's beautiful there. It's always so hot and blinding in the morning. It just, you know, an hour after the sun's up, it's you know, hard to catch that photo if you're up too late. So
absolutely.
Well, very good. I know it's probably been two years plus that I've been following you on Instagram, and obviously if you follow any of Wesley's work, it's a Dad Does Adventure on Instagram and on YouTube as well. And I know most of your likes probably come from your kids and all the videos you shoot of your little kids as you're teaching them to enjoy the outdoors.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. That was the whole crux of it. I grew up same spot, going to the Eastern Sierras as a kid. My dad had an obsession with the Northern Eastern Sierras, and we were just, you know, there was two or three spots we hit almost every year. And I got into photography and videography especially, and had a break where I was not doing, you know, I was focused on business stuff and things other than getting outside. And then my kids came along, and I distinctly remember going to a movie theater and watching how poorly they acted after 3 hours of sugar in movie.
Right.
And I was like, man, there's gotta be a better way to spend our extra time. And at the time my kids were 5, 3, and 1, and I got gifted these little backpacks. And I said, you know, I know like 30 spots up the 395. Let's just, this is about 4 years ago. Yeah, probably long. Yeah. So they were younger. Wow. They're 4 and 2.
It was like right at the end of COVID, or was it even during COVID that you guys were getting out? So.
Right at the end. Yeah. So I started hiking through COVID. I think a lot of people did and got back to my roots and really enjoyed it. And we took them. I took my two girls, 4 and 2, and I still have pictures from that trip, to Fossil Falls off of 395.
Yeah, that's a neat place.
And perfect for that age group. They stumbled around with backpacks that were way too big, and we have not stopped in 3.5 years.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I'm trying to remember the first time I saw them. You were probably at the rocks there at a Lone Pine there.
Alabama Hills.
Alpine Hills. Yeah, Alabama Hills. Sorry. That was probably the first time I remember seeing them in their packs. And I was like, that's such a great thing to do. You know, my kids are all grown up now. And of course, we got to do lots of hiking and camping when they're young as well. But my oldest and I, we hike all the time together now. He lives not too far from me. So we get to go out and do adventures together. It's quite fun. Now I'm taking his wife backpacking. And she loves going backpacking, so it's kind of cool to watch him grow up and take over that way. So,
you're living the dream, Charlie. When when they're old enough to veto, they still want to hike with Dad. I've scored, you know.
It is score, absolutely. I count my blessing. He actually went out on his first solo trip last year without me, and that was actually nerve-wracking for me because I, you know, it's like, you can't go without me. And then like all night long, I'm checking, are you okay? And he had a blast. He was actually my cover shot in my fall issue because he took this great shot. I go, hey, I'm using that for my cover.
That's incredible.
So quite fun. So you know, with the kids, if we can stay on this topic for a minute, I'll get to your business in a little bit because I want to make sure to touch on that. But What would you say their favorite, or maybe even your favorite trip for the kids? I have a lot of actually families that follow me, always ask me, what do I do with the kids? What would you say your favorite or most recommended kid backpacking trip has been for your family?
Such a good question. The one that you can go on, and the click for me was getting the backpacks going on the trip, seeing their faces. And I had a second kind of aha moment, and it was, we were in Alabama Hills. They had camel packs. I got the bladders full, and I just watched how natural it came for my 2-year-old and my 4-year-old. So these, I mean, my girls were small.
They're small. Yeah.
And I remember this dad, he came up to me and he's like, "Hey man," like he tapped me. He's like, "This, you're doing right. Like, keep doing this." Mm-hmm. And I asked my girls on the way home, I said, "Hey, did you guys have a fun time?" And they're like, yeah, this was awesome. They were asleep in 5 minutes on the way home.
Exactly.
And I get the, probably the most common questions I get is, how do I start? You know, I have kids, mm-hmm. this looks, what you do looks amazing. And they maybe see what I do as far off. And it's like, literally, if you can grab some snacks and some water, you can start off. We've done tons of hikes at our local park. Mm-hmm. And, I've taken, and to answer your question, favorite hike, my oldest and I did a round trip 8 miles up out of Bishop, and I got her to her first alpine lake last year. And so now middle and oldest, so 7 and 5, they're going to do 2 trips with me this year, with the one that I grew up doing, which is a little hard, but it's amazing. They have, here's one tip from day one, they carry their water, their snacks, and they have some responsibility. Mm-hmm. I think the temptation is to carry them and carry all their stuff. And you know, even if you're going a quarter mile, make them walk it, make them carry their snacks, learn how to pack the trash back out. It does wonders for dad and kiddos.
Yeah. It's amazing what kids can do. I'll share a funny story here. You know, this is our 10th anniversary. It's here at Rec Magazine, right? So 10 years ago, my very first video that I shot, you actually find it, I think, on YouTube still, is I went to Yosemite late in the fall and hiked into Cathedral Lakes, my first visit to Cathedral Lakes. And on the way there, I had met this old man who gave me a secret tip about, you know, seeing the backside of Upper Cathedral and seeing both lakes, which I thought the trip was great. So I'm sitting up there on top of this rock, and if you've ever been to Cathedral Lake, it's, you know, straight up out of the highway. You know, it's like the first mile and a half, just straight up the mountain. And I was not in shape. I was huffing and puffing, and I made it fine, but I've been hiking all my life, but that took it out of me at that altitude, right? And so I'm up there and I'm doing this whole video about, I wouldn't recommend this trail for kids. It's pretty difficult. And I'm shooting this whole video because that was my experience, right? I'm heading back down to the car in the afternoon after dinking around all day. And right at the crest of the uphill come this 5-year-old and 6-year-old basically doing cartwheels, running, laughing, jumping up and down. Mom and dad nowhere in sight. I finally run into mom and dad like 200 yards down the trails. And I'm just laughing to myself because I'm going, they're struggling. I was struggling. The kids are just running. Going, like that was nothing to them. And I went home. I go, that just teaches me everything, right? It's like, the kids are resilient. They can do whatever maybe they aren't going to do, you know, 26 miles, obviously, but they get outside. It's kind of their world, right?
1,000%. I love that story so much, Charlie, because that's my experience too, is the kids will adapt to whatever you make normal. So yeah. I made normal, like, oh, it's, you know, it's weekend and we're hanging out with dad, and they knew backpacks are the cars, you know, hey, what snacks are we getting? And once you have that rhythm, they mm-hmm. they just adapt. They complain. They're normal kids. They complain about homework and dinner and lots of stuff. They just don't complain when we're on trail. They're just right. it's normal now.
So do they have different personalities? Like, you have one that's just all into wildlife, one's up picking up sticks and throwing it, another one's drawing, or what's their personality on trail?
Oh yeah. Oldest is just like dad. So she's getting her first Sony camera, this season.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. She's a drawer. So, she looks at the outdoors the same way that I do. It's just this beautiful painting. Mm-hmm. My middle daughter is a brute and is tough as nails. And, you know, who knows which one of them's going to want to hike with dad the longest. They're just different.
Yep.
And little brother, who's going to turn three, who's already, you know, hiked from two, just like his sisters. Yep. His whole shtick on life is, well, my sisters are doing, of course I'm going to do it. So
of course.
he hadn't complained from day one.
I remember when my kids were little, it was Winnie the Pooh was big back then. And so poo sticks, if you remember ever seen Winnie the Pooh, they throw sticks in the river and they race the sticks down the river, right? And that was our game, right? We played poo sticks. And then my dad had made a game, Pinecone Golf. And so it was always on the trail. We were trying to find our golf club. And so whatever destination we were at, you know, which is just a stick, and then you went and found pine cones, and we'd have tee off of pine cones, see who could get pine cones further. So that was pine cone golf, and that was our family game on trail. It was a lot of fun.
I love that. Like, I don't know if you are into some early American literature, but, well, I mean, the obvious one is John Muir. You look at his appreciation from the outdoors and some of his writings and the way he describes his experiences. Henry David Thoreau is another one. He lived in a cabin on a lake and kind of gave up modern life. And I want my kids to have that balance of, you know, modern things are important. We're here on a microphone and a computer over the internet. It's great. It's fantastic. I make a living off of Instagram and YouTube, and other things are part of my living.
Yep.
And those are all great. But I want to give them the gift of when you need a break, when you need to turn off the outside world, there's a whole world out there, and you'll miss it if you don't try. So that's
a great one that right there. And if you don't try, you know, how many people I know that just never try because it's got to be perfect or something before they start. And it's like, hey, you just don't know until you go. Like,
yeah.
Right.
I love it. I love what you just said. They wait until it's perfect. That's exactly right. I have so many friends, and you know, we're 2 hours from Whitney. I take them to Portal and just to see the waterfall. And like, I didn't know this was 2 hours away from home, you know? So
that's how TRREC actually started. I'd been hiking and getting back outdoors myself after my wife gave me some encouragement to do that. And I kept on posting stuff on Facebook, and people would, where was that at? And I go, it's 20 miles from here.
Yeah.
I've lived here my whole life. I've never seen it. You've lived here your whole life. You've never been there. It's like, it blew me away. And then I went to Mammoth on a trip to go see Rainbow Falls and the rocks down there. So, and I was standing in line with a guy, and he'd been in Mammoth for 6 days on vacation. He's finally going down, taking the bus. And it was September, you know, and I go, have you run up to June Lake or Yosemite yet? He goes, I want to go to Yosemite. It's like 5 hours away. I go, dude, you're like 20 minutes away from the prettiest part of Yosemite there is. And he goes, what? I go, Tioga Pass is right up the highway. He had no idea. Wow. And it really caught my attention of how many people don't really know what's around them. And our, you know, all of our chamber conferences do a great job in the marketplace, but they don't necessarily help you expand that map, if you will. And I'm a big paper map looking at the borders all the time, but that was kind of where it all started from. And so, well, I can start just telling the story and see where it goes. So let me ask you a couple questions about business real quick, and we'll get back to the outdoors. And I know that's why everybody's here, but you caught my eye there, Dave, because I didn't realize that you were really getting into video production at kind of a larger scale, more of a business scale, right? I've always seen your videos, but I thought they're kind of just personal videos that you share on Instagram. And then you made a comment about this kind of becoming a business format or getting serious about your business format. I wanted to ask you about that, if it's a different name or what your thoughts are on video production and how the outdoor fits into that.
Yeah, it's a great question. So before I even started the re-entering, so once the kids got into it, then the days I wasn't with the kiddos, I started going with friends and by myself, and I had run some longer races, and I had a friend who I summited Whitney with 6 times. And so I was in my 20s and he was in his 70s, and we would do it as a day hike every year it was his way of, you know, just saying, yep, I'm still alive. And
still alive, right? I like it.
Yeah. His name was Chris, and Chris was a total inspiration for me. And so I started doing summits on my own, and I essentially was using my phone, and I had done video editing years ago, on Final Cut. So I had a decent understanding of kind of how to use those tools.
Okay.
And as I was getting to these really unique spots, as I was filming my kids were using this, that same backpack company was our very first partner.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah. So they said, hey, we see you use and tag this like every week. Like you're doing this like every week. I'm like, yeah, mm-hmm. My kids love it. So I made an investment in a little bit of gear at first and just said, hey, at minimum, I'm going to document my kids' childhood. That was the first goal year one. And I'll lean on some of my prior experience. And then I kept buying more gear, kept getting more interest. And, now we have 5 retained partners and we do project work. And I shoot video outside of adventure and photo outside of adventure. With that being said, our goal, and really this year, is I will shoot video and photo, but only for friends and things that I want to do. The predominant 99% of our business is adventure clients who want to be part of our brand and what we're doing, and we can just be awesome partners. And I can take the video and photo side and marry it with the adventure side. And we've had a lot of success with that because
that's great.
We're doing both. We're bringing high levels of production and actual adventures. And, I can talk about some of the pitfalls that they've had when they hire agencies, and how we've separated ourselves, but it's been great.
That's fantastic. Yeah. You say something on your website, it's raw and authentic. It's,
yeah.
Raw and authentic. That catches my attention as a business owner too. I go, yeah, that's what we're trying to do. Right. And
amen.
Even this podcast that I get started in, and like I said, we're just getting kind of up and running. So it's like, I don't want to super edit this. I want to just have a conversation with people. And I think that's what people really want, is a little more authentic.
Amen. You touched on the primary point when we talked, we started getting into larger brands, and now, we're super fortunate. Actually today we just solidified our second year with Deuter, which second largest backpack company in the world. And I cried when we got that sponsorship for the first time. It was a huge deal. Like, wow, I was trying to document my kid's childhood and I'm out here doing this stuff for the love of it. Mm-hmm. And it's blossom. But when we were talking with a client in a different relationship, and they were telling us that they're paying these agencies for content, and it just doesn't feel right. And, I got honest with them. I said, I looked at the last piece and I can tell you, you're selling ultralight backpacking gear. And this was not Deuter. It's a different brand.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And you have a car camping setup with, models and talent, but they're at a lake, they're camping out of a car, they're not dressed for it. So like your ultralight backpacking person, they're going to, they see right through that.
See right through it. Absolutely.
So
that's really quick.
Yeah, and that's what's worked for us. The partnerships that have been super key is they want someone who's using it who can shoot, hopefully at an ad level, and on top of it, man, we're actually doing the thing. So it's a very unique thing, I think, that we've been offering.
That's fantastic. I mean, wish you the best of luck with that too, as you continue to venture into that. I got some tips to some people for you to meet after this call.
That'd be awesome, Charlie.
We can connect up a little bit on that. So, let's talk about you a little bit. So you've been in Tehachapi for your life, sounds like, and you've become the Eastern Sierra. I know the kids are involved now, but what's your, you've done Whitney 6 times. I don't know if you peaked that very much. I've never been at Whitney. I'm not a peak guy. I'm a Valley and River guy myself. Yeah. But what is the top thing that you, in your memory bank, that you go, that was my favorite. That was a great time.
There's a handful. I think the biggest thing is, or the biggest lesson I've learned is that, if you're just open to adventure in general, it's going to surprise you. I did Langley 2 years ago and I've always avoided it because it's right next to Whitney. And I went with a friend and we did it in a day. I think we're I'll butcher it, but maybe like 9 hours total trip time. We huffed and it was just an amazing experience. And as I've seen my kids really open up to it, it's pushed me to all the childhood experiences of backpacking with my dad and getting out of my comfort zone and maybe not liking it a ton. So lesson to parents, if your kid maybe doesn't like it, 20 years down the road, they'll be like, you know what? That thing you were trying to do, that was actually pretty cool.
Keep going.
Yeah. But yeah, it's, you know, on that vein, I have always wanted to do the Trans Catalina Trail and this whole vein of just continuing to say yes to adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Got us an opportunity to do a sponsor trip for part of it. And we actually got to do a really unique way of flying over there in the helicopter. And it's just a conglomerate of continuing to say yes to like, mm-hmm. yep, I'm going to get out of my comfort zone and drive the 3 hours. I'm going to go. And the more you do that, you don't know which trip is going to be that trip for you or yep. which compilation of trips is going to teach you the lessons or make you into a good photographer or give you great understanding. Like you just gotta say yes and just,
yeah.
and stay consistent and your whole life will change.
Yep.
And it has for me. And, you know, I couldn't be more happy about it.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. I really love what you just said there. Cause I know that like, I, when I was a little kid, I didn't like going out with my dad either. It meant work. I was hunting. I was doing something wrong. I guarantee it. Although we camped and had a good time, I just didn't think about it. So when I found hiking again, you know, yeah. again, 15 years ago, it was amazing how it came back to me and how it made me feel. It's like yeah. now I feel like I'm back to what Charlie's supposed to be at, right? You know, and I am that guy who doesn't have a problem driving 3 hours to go hiking for four, drive home three. That doesn't bug me at all. It's just yeah. a new adventure, right? And I tell friends all the time, I don't go to the same place twice often. If I go yeah. twice, you know, I really liked it.
You know, amen.
It's like, I'm going to go try something different out. So any big trips coming up? I did see that trip, by the way, the helicopter trip. And I did watch that video. Any big trips coming up that you're looking forward to?
Yeah. So I have this giant calendar off screen on my left. And okay. I started doing it 2 years ago where you just, you know, come January, with partners and friends and folks you meet through this whole endeavor mm-hmm. of adventure. You know, it's two things marrying each other. It's adventure and capturing. So it's like content and having fun doing it. So you yeah. meet these great people who are doing it too. And so a lot of opportunities come of that. And this year is no different. So the giant calendar has a bunch of Eastern Sierra trips this year. And one of them is that trip that my dad always took us on over and over again. It's a Duck Pass. I'm going to get up there this year in June nice. And see it for the probably seventh time, but first time in a long time.
Fantastic. That should be yeah. a great trip. I just yeah, got great. My permits. I just got my permit to get Monday for the Rafferty Creek, the Vogelsang to Yosemite Valley trip. I've done Vogelsang before, but I've never done the whole route down the valley. So this will be my first year doing that. And a shout out to Lakes of Yosemite. I don't know if you follow him on Instagram. He's kind of my guru of new places to go. So he's giving me some tips on what lakes to stop at.
that's so, incredible.
You should check a look at his channel. If you haven't met him yet. Lakes of Yosemite. I'll just shout him out on the channel here. But he's on the last year, or hopefully it's last year, of photographing every named lake in Yosemite.
Oh, wow.
So he's hiked all these places that have a name, but there's no trails, right? And
wow.
He did Lakes of Desolation before that as a book, and now he's finishing this one up. So he's got like 9 lakes left this year or something like that. So,
yeah. Well, no. I mean, you got me. I'm hooked. That
no, it's a great channel. Check him out. He's a great guy to check out there. So, hey, I want to be respectful of your time. I feel like I could talk to you for hours here, but I do have the show set up kind of as a 30-minute show. So, I end my show with three questions. They're yeah. consistent across the group. So I'm gonna ask those of you, and then we'll kind of let you go here today. So imagine your bag's packed.
Yep.
It's ready to go. It can be a trip that you're waiting to go on, or you can't wait to go on, or a trip that you've done 100 times and just it's time to get away from town. Where are you going?
Yosemite Valley. It's four and a half hours away. When in doubt, Yosemite it out. And
I like that. You have the t-shirt right there, man. Make that yeah. t-shirt. I like that. When in doubt, Yosemite it out. Just write it down right now. Very cool. Okay. And so you're on a trip on the trail, favorite snack food on the trail or favorite meal when you get done that you have to have?
Well, I'm biased. Mountain House Lasagna, and they affectionately call me the Lasagna King because I only order lasagna from them.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
I've done lasagna. I mix it up, so I probably don't take the same meal twice. Yeah. That guy, lasagna. Okay, very good. And so, final question. I guess I'll ask him. So, your gear bag. I know it's packed already, probably someplace. What is the one piece of gear you never leave home without?
So there's a handful of things, and you're right. My packs hang up on my wall, ready to go at all times. There is one piece of gear recently that has just rocked my world, and there's lots that are in every pack, but it is the X Brew C2 Summit pour over collapsible coffee maker. Oh my gosh.
You like pour over, huh?
Oh, I've done the backpacking French press, you know, instant coffee.
Yep.
For $30, it folds up into a couple ounce disc and it makes an amazing cup of coffee in the backcountry.
Very cool. See, we fell in love with the French press a couple years ago, and that's kind of our coffee thing. But I get the pour over. I've done some pour overs. I've never done that one, but I've done some pour overs, and they do really, really work well. So that's nice. Very nice. Very nice. Hey, well, I want to be respectful of your time and our audience's time. We're a little over here, so appreciate your time today. Again, I'd love to. I might talk to you again and have you back on the show another time. But love your work. Keep it up. Dad Does Adventure. If you don't know him on Instagram, you want to follow him. It's just a great show every time he posts something. He's on YouTube as well. Is it Dad Does Adventure on YouTube as well? Same channel?
Absolutely. Okay.
Great. Yeah, and then you're doing product reviews and all kinds of things on YouTube right now. I know that. And then obviously your brand out there in Sierra, one of those businesses in Sierra needs a video work. You might want to check these guys out. They know what they're doing. So Wesley, thank you so much for your time tonight. And thank you for joining us. And if you're joining us for the first time online, please go and hit that like and subscribe button, all that stuff that everybody does. But check us out on sierrarecmagazine.com and catch Wesley's work. We both appreciate it. We do enjoy what we do in the Sierra. So,
Charlie, Wesley, absolute pleasure, man. Thank you so much, and we're honored.
Have a great night, man. We'll talk to you a little later.
All right, you too, brother. Take care.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.